I was mentioning earlier on that the weekend had seen me doing a bit of gardening. It was that sort of time of year. There's the temperatures have lifted a little and the garden is starting to come into action. And if you don't start getting things tidy now, you'll be looking out there thinking, I must do that, I must do that, I must do that. So the thing is to get started, get cracking with it. But I did feel yesterday as though I was coming into work for a bit of a rest, a bit of a sit down. And somebody who may know all about that, but who will certainly give me some thoughts on trying to avoid any stresses and strains, keep the aches and pains low, is Beeston chiropractor Alex Newson. Hello.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello. You're in the studio of a winner today.
I am bowing in honour.
Not often I say this.
Congratulations, yes.
And you can tell how pleased I am.
It just reminds me that I will be having to help my kids flip pancakes when I get home this evening, which I dread because it makes so much mess, doesn't it?
Well, it depends how good they are, I suppose.
I'm just going to stand back and let them get on with it.
So pancake night fun in houses across Nottinghamshire, I'm sure. I don't think you can injure yourself in a muscular way by flipping a pancake.
Well, you'd probably be surprised. You might end up ricking your neck or your shoulder. So
yes,
go steady, not too much effort, and more in the momentum, I think, rather than the flick of the arm, so we don't end up with too many bad necks tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that would be a bit of an embarrassment, wouldn't it? Burning is maybe an issue, but that's not sort of beyond the bounds of normal chiropractice, I think. So what are your messages for the moment? Is it to do with gardening? Because I think I'm not alone in thinking, hey, look, let's get out and dig compost bins out, which is what I did.
We'd like to be. I think we were being a bit optimistic that it was maybe going to be a bit warmer than it is, but we are not quite in March, are we, till tomorrow? So, but I think the thing at this time of year is that because the gardens haven't really slept, everything seems to have kept growing, and that sort of puts a fear of panic into us a little bit. And what with poor old Storm Doris last week has played havoc with a lot of gardens, I know, and there's a lot of debris about. And when we get odd days, like we had a lovely day last Friday, and I think they've forecast one for the weekend, the temptation there is to get out and do as much as possible. And I think we need to rein ourselves in and be very sensible about how much we put ourselves through, especially if we've been quite sedentary over the winter months. And a lot of people have been affected by this nasty, flu-y, buggy cold, lots of coughs going around. And you've got to remember that that sort of tightens up a lot of muscles, not just in your lower back, but up between your shoulders and things, and you start going and logging or getting out and clearing the lawn with all those extra branches and things that have fallen, lots of bending and stretching, you could end up irritating some perhaps pulled muscles that have been a remnant of that nasty cough that you may have had the last few months.
Yeah, it all ties in, doesn't it? I didn't think of that. One thing I wonder is, how do you know when you've had enough in doing gardening or any physical activity that involves bending and stretching? Because it seems to me that you can stop and then half an hour later you think, I probably overdid it there.
I think
unless you rick your back, in which case you stop.
You've got to stop. But I think common sense. I think the best thing to do is plan what you're going to do, and maybe an hour or two in the garden. But the thing maybe is to vary the type of activities that you're doing. So perhaps pick two or three different types of activities that involve different postures, whether it's bending or stretching or a little bit of planting of seeds and things like that, and then maybe some pruning. So using different groups of muscles, and perhaps a 20-minute burst at each, a little bit of stretching and reaching up to the sky, or kneeling on all fours and stretching the small of your back and things like that. But varying the activities is the key, and I think you can go on a little bit longer then. But going to yourself and saying, right, we're going to do 3 or 4 hours of digging or mowing the lawn, particularly this time of year when things are quite hefty and the ground is very hard but also very wet and it's very heavy, we have to be quite sensible about how much we do it in one go.
For those whose job it is to do this, they have over months or years got used to this. Their muscles, their body are used to it. I think the problem for the majority of us is that, as you say, we've spent winter, we've been quite quiet, we've maybe struggled with a bit of a cough and a cold, and suddenly we leap out into the garden and go, hey! And then it goes a bit crazy. And then it may be that you do pull something, or half an hour after you're stopping, you start thinking, oh, I've got a bit of stiffness and an aching back. What can you do about that then? Is it too late to do?
Well, historically, it was a case of lots of painkillers, lots of rest, hot bath, and sort of sit there and wait it out. But certainly, we did tend to dissuade people from doing that. So little bit of stretching, maybe a warm bath, maybe a hot shower might be more sensible, and just try and keep going through the rest of the day doing your normal day-to-day activities, gentle activities, you know, doing cooking the dinner and that sort of thing, and you know, carry on as normal rather than thinking, oh gosh, I've just done 3 hours in the garden and then just slumping in the armchair in front of the TV. Boy, when you get up from that, you will notice that. So really try and keep moving, potter about. And the same can be seen if you go out for long walks in the countryside and you haven't been doing that for a while. Obviously, you're using those legs up and down the hills and things like that. And then you go and sit in the car for a long drive back home. And often people get out the car and that's when things start to go wrong. So even if you're sitting in the car for a long period of time, really try and sort of keep wriggling about and keep the spine moving and keep those muscles nice and warmed up, nice and stretched, keep the blood flowing through the area.
Some more good thoughts coming from Alex in a few minutes from now, and it might be that you're getting back into a sporting activity. You might be having heard Adam on the programme an hour ago, who's got a 300-mile running challenge. I'm not suggesting you might be following literally in his footsteps, but it might have inspired you to think, well, actually, perhaps I should do a bit more running and help a charity through my efforts. Well, things to bear in mind when going back into or starting a new sport, among the things you'll hear from Alex on BBC Radio Nottingham after this. People getting out in the garden this last weekend, and Alex Newton, the chiropractic from Beeston, suggesting that a little bit of movement after the activity. That's really interesting, actually, isn't it? Because people do sometimes, I think, you know, coming from the garden, oh, I've done 2 hours, I'm going to just sit down for the next 3 hours and watch something on the telly, and that's probably a bad thing.
Dive in the hot bath. Hot bath is not really good. A warm bath, and not perhaps be in there too long, and do some gentle stretching and moving about afterwards. But certainly, if you get in a hot bath, it engorges the muscles with blood. If you've already got some inflammation around those joints that you've overstretched and strained, then you could go into spasm, and that can cause some acute problems that you really don't want. So not too hot, relaxing bath, and then get out and get moving about, and as I said, potter about and keep moving rather than be sedentary afterwards.
Yeah. Cook the dinner and do the washing up after a day doing gardening.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, your household sounds like a nightmare.
It's very regimental.
But all very fit and mobile, that's the important thing. Everybody's fit and healthy there in Alex's house. And possibly sporting too. Adam was on earlier on. He's got a 300-mile run ahead of him. He's not doing it in one go, but at 14 days, it's still 20-odd miles a day, raising money for the air ambulance. And just thought that with him doing that, and you know, the time of year again, as well as getting into the garden, some people think, right, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to do some sport, maybe go and do some five-a-side football or something like that. Got to be careful with these things, haven't you?
Yeah, well, it sounds like Adam is a very remarkable man, and what I think we have to remember is that he's probably done an awful lot of preparation to get to this point in his life where he can sort of commit himself to this sort of responsibility and do that sort of mileage. So the temptation is, yes, the days are getting a little bit longer. We want to be out and about a bit more at the weekend. We're putting those woolly jumpers away, maybe not just yet, but wanting to get out our tennis rackets and golf clubs and that sort of thing. And as we've said before, you know, people have been very sedentary over the winter months and not been tempted to get out. So what we've got to remember is perhaps that we shouldn't be thinking about getting back into it where we left off last autumn or the beginning of the winter. So if you were sort of comfortably doing your 18 holes of golf or a round of golf, you know, maybe start a little bit to perhaps have a couple of nine holers or something like that, so that you just work yourself into it nice and slowly. And the thing is about golf is that although you've got a nice little walk between one hole to another, and maybe to retrieve your ball if you're anything like me, I can't find it, is that before you take that shot, maybe do some stretching, go through the motions, go through the drive angle, just without that, in between, while you're waiting for your turn, to get those muscles warmed up again. And you often see golfers on the golf course with their golf clubs above the head and just doing lots of stretches and that sort of thing. That's a really good idea to keep those muscles nice and warm when it's cold days like this and you want to get out and about.
Golf, I'm not a golfer myself, but it does look to me like it's a whole series of unnatural movements one way and the other, just designed to cause the back to hurt, or indeed the knees. There's a lot of knee work in golf, isn't there?
Yeah, it depends how many times you've got to bend down to pick the ball.
Well, yes, that's another
move
thing
it
as well.
Around. But yes, you're twisting with a trolley, perhaps, that you may be dragging around with you, or carrying a bag on your back, which is going to be quite unsymmetrical. It's going to pull your shoulders out of line. And then you're stop-starting with driving the golf ball onto the next hole or the next area of green, and obviously you've got to bend down and pick the ball up hundreds of times throughout that period of time. So, but again, they're varied activities. So I think as long as we carry the bag on alternate shoulders each time we pick it up, and as I said, warm up between shots and bend the knees when we bend down to pick the ball up and things like that. But often the problem with knees is that the thigh muscles are quite weak. So lots of squatting exercises perhaps, but not too many, obviously, but squatting exercise to build up the strength, or going up and down stairs to build up the strength of the thigh muscles, will help you retrieve that golf ball from the bush or wherever it's landed in between in between shots.
Well, some brilliant advice as ever from Alex Newton. I'm just thinking about some of the practices that you can do as a chiropractor, and you know, with a knee, for example, and you would obviously take an individual approach and find out from the individual what's happened, why it hurts, and that sort of thing. But is there much manipulation? I think knees are one of those joints that, I mean, a knee is worse than an elbow to me, you know? It's like an elbow, if I've got an aching elbow, I think I can kind of deal with it, but an aching or a sore knee, or a knee that feels like something's moved a bit there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting to that time of life, Alex.
Quite complicated joints. There's lots of soft tissues in there that can be involved. There's lots of ligaments, which are like elastic bands. There's the cartilage, which are like big, I always describe them as big wine gums in between the joint, that help with that shock absorption, and they can all be irritated or damaged. Even particularly footballers can cause a lot of twisting type of injuries. Then you've got all the muscles that go around the area as well, and also you're very dependent on what's happening with the ankle and the foot and the hip and the thigh. So we look at what we call the whole kinematic chain.
Okay.
The whole lot is examined, and your local chiropractor would, once the examination is done, will be able to advise whether it is a ligament or a meniscus or a cartilage problem or a muscle problem. And then the bone itself, the articulation, you've got four, if you include the kneecap, you've got four areas of articulation there. You've got the thigh bone, the shin bone, and the splint bone down the side, and then the kneecap on the top. So, you know, that little foursome has to work in unison with each other to make that knee joint work properly. But one of the biggest things is all about strength and keeping those thigh muscles nice and strong. So the quadricep muscles, the hamstring muscles, the calf muscles, I'm getting them nice and strong so that they will support the joint, whatever your problem might be or whatever the weakness is there.
Okay. If your knees are okay at the moment, start doing some squat
keep
exercises.
Them strong. Keep
your thigh muscles strong.
Yeah,
there you
down,
go. There's a thought to go off onto your Tuesday afternoon with, planted in your mind by Alex Newton, the chiropractor from Beeston. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
See you in a few weeks. It'll be Easter before you know it. So
right.
How to deal with lifting the huge Easter egg that somebody has bought you, maybe the